الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته اقتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم القيامة وقال الإمام الصادق عليه السلام عندما سئل قال عليه السلام والله أخاف عليكم من البرزخ فسئل ما البرزخ فأجاب عليه السلام إنه القبر منذ لحظة الوفاة إلى يوم القيامة صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
I was talking about barzakh and the situation of the dead people in barzakh and barzakh in Arabic means the anything which is between two things it can be anything. So this time of barzakh, this time duration which is between the death of a person till he is resurrected on the day of judgment, is between two stages. First is the stage of the life in this world, and second is the stage in the life of the hereafter, akhirat. So between these two stages is the time when a person is in the grave. So that duration is what we call barzakh, and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, according to this narration, has said that akhafu alaykum, I swear to Allah, wallahi, fa wallahi akhafu alaykum min al-barzakh, I swear to Allah, I am afraid about you. In other words, you know, I'm afraid about you regarding barzakh. So barzakh is the time where we will face the punishment of our messing up of the hukukun nas. If we mess up with hukukun nas and the major issues of Islam. Major issues of Islam are, first of all, the Islamic belief, and most importantly, the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and the prayers, and the fasting, and the Islamic charities, the zakat, and the hajj, if it was wajib on a person, he did not go for hajj, and likewise helping out the fellow mu'min brothers. So these are the major issues in Islam. So if we mess up about any of the major issues of Islam, all the hukukun nas, rights of the people, this is where we will be punished. And so this is something we believe in shafa'at, but punishment of barzakh cannot be denied. So we believe in shafa'at, yes, but then shafa'at is confirmed to be happening on the Day of Judgment. And for certain categories of people, we have narrations, we learn from that Shafa'at helped them even in the time of Barzakh. But then we have to do certain things to be eligible to receive the Shafa'at in that duration. And this is what we are discussing in these lessons. So every good deed we perform, all the hasanat, every sadaqah we do, and I explained in previous lesson that sadaqah in Islam can be not only financial, but even one amalun salih, one good deed can also be a sadaqah. You cannot do big charities, you can even send salawat on the dead person. This is also one of the sadaqah. So somebody who has a lot of sins and doesn't know how to get rid of his sins, فَلْيُكْسِرْ الصَّلَوَاتِ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدْ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدْ.
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدْ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدْ.
So he should send the salawat a lot on the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So this is one of the ways. Ayatullah Behjat, when he was dying, his son says, I saw he was reciting salawat. And I asked my dad, why are you reading this? He said, I'm reciting it for the sake of rapper, Samahatul Wali al-Faqih hafizahullah. So salawat has a lot of benefits. It helps us for every hajat we have towards Allah. Salawat is beneficial for every hajat. And it's beneficial for forgiveness of our sins as well. So we need to learn these things and do it for our dead people. Others will learn to do it for us. And the dead people address us for having mercy on them, and we are not supposed to forget them. So these good deeds that we perform are hadaya, gifts, just like we get happy when we receive gifts, similarly they get also happy when they receive the gifts which benefit them in akhirat. Gifts that benefit them has anything and everything which has a ma'navi and metaphysical value, not the physical things which have a ma'navi value. Helping an orphan, ma'navi, metaphysical value. Helping a widow, a ma'navi, metaphysical value. Supporting a faqir, a miskeen person, ma'navi and metaphysical value. Building Husainiya, masjid, madrasa, where the uloom and sciences of Ahlul Bayt are studied, a ma'navi and metaphysical value. Any kind of thing that has a ma'navi and metaphysical value, in addition to all those good deeds and prayers and fasting and recitation of Quran and so on and so forth. It's narrated in Hadithun Sahih, authentic narration, that Anil Imam Sadiq alayhi salam kana yusalli li ibnihi fi al-layl rak'atayn wa li walidayhi fi an-nahar rak'atayn. Hadith on Sahih says Imam Sadiq Islam used to recite two rakats of prayers for his son in the night time and two rakats of prayers for his parents in the night time. So prayers for our parents. I mentioned in the previous lesson, a child may be a good doer towards his father and mother, but may become arch and disown if he forgets the father and mother after their death. Because the huquq and rights of the parents do not discontinue after the death. It continues. So likewise, if the child may be arch and disowned, and he can become a good doer if he was arch in the lifetime of the parents, but then the parents die, he starts correcting himself and starts doing the responsibility towards the parents, he becomes a good doer. So this is important. So Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to perform two rakats of prayers for his son in the night time and two rakats of prayers for his parents in the daytime. يَقْرَأُ فِي الرَّكْعَةِ الْأُولَى بَعْدَ سُورَةِ الْحَمْدِ إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ. He would recite in the first rak'at, he used to recite after Surah Al-Hamd, he used to recite in the Athanasius also in that prayers. So likewise it's narrated from Imam Salih al-Islam according to authentic sanad and narration that أنه ربما يكون ميت في ضيق وشدة فيزولان عنه ويتحول إلى سعة وسرور. A person, a dead person may be in a tight situation, tight, his qabr may be tight, shiddat and hardship may be there for him, and that these two things are removed and it's transformed towards expansion. He has an expanded grave and happiness in the grave. فيقال له إن هذه الحالة حصلت لك بسبب صلاة صلاها لك أخوك المؤمن. So this will, it is, you know, it will be told to that mu'min that this situation happened to you because your mu'min brother has prayed prayers for you. So two rakats of prayers you can pray for a mu'min brother, and he was in a tight grave and now you find the grave is expanded. Or he was in hardship and now you find he is in happiness. Two rakats of prayers can do this. So قال الراوي, the narrator asked Imam Sadiq al-Islam, وَهَلْ لَنَا أَن نَشْرِكَ مَيِّتَيْنِ فِي رَكْعَتَيْنِ. Is it possible for us that we pray two rakats of prayers and we send the sawab to two mayyit, two dead people at the same time? Or two rakats of prayers has to be done for one person alone. Can we send two rakats of prayers to two dead people? قَالَ نَعَمْ. Imam Sadiq al-Islam said yes. وقال إن الميت ليسر بالدعاء والمغفرة له. ميت definitely becomes happy through the dua and maghfirat for him. كما يسر الحي بالهدية, just like a living person gets happy with the gift المهدات له, just like the المهدات إليه, just like you give the gift to a living person, he gets happy. Similarly, a dead person gets happy with the dua and maghfirat. So you can even saying the dhikr la ilaha illallah, even if you are in the workplace, this is the dhikr which does not move your lips. So no one in your workplace or people around you would even recognize that you are reciting something, because la ilaha illallah is ashraful azkar, is the most superior of all the azkars, right? And doesn't move over lips. You get a lot of sawab and you can send the sawab. So وَقَالَ يُرَدُّ الصَّوْمُ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالصَّدَقَةُ وَالْحَجُّ وَالْأَدْعِيَةُ وَالْخَيْرَاتُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ فِي قَبْرِهِ. That means, you know, fasting. You do a fasting mustahab fast. It's not obviously if the wajib fast is missing. It's, you know, elder son should do the wajib fast and wajib prayers of the father. Anybody can do it. Even you can do for any other mu'min, it will be taken care of. But it's wajib on the eldest son. If the eldest son passed away, it's not wajib on anybody else. It's only wajib on the eldest son to do the qada of the prayers and the fasting of the father. Scholars say for the mother, the children do it anyways because they are so much, mother is so much beloved in the eyes of the children. Children usually take care of mother's remaining things easily. Father's things are not taken care of. So, song, fasting, whether it's a wajib fast or even if it's a mustahab fast, you can send the sawab, mustahab fast on 15th of Sha'ban, for example, 13th of Rajab, Yawm al-Ghadir, lot of sawab. Next day of Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr is haram to fast. But the next day of Eid al-Fitr is mustahab to fast on the next day. So you can fast on the next day of Eid al-Fitr, send the sawab to your father. A lot of sawab. Was salat, and you pray, you know, was sadaqah. I told you sadaqah is not only monetarily things, it includes even sending one salawat, any amal on salih. Well, hajj, you can perform hajj an niyabi in proxy of your marhum or any mu'min. Well, ad'iyah, you can read a dua, you can read dua al-iftitah that we read and send the sawab to a mu'min. Any dua that you read, dua of Imam Sahib, any dua. Well, khairat, any of the good deeds, على الميت في قبره. You can send the sawab of all that is gone to the mayyit. ويكتب الثواب جميع الأعمال للميت ولفاعل الخير. Sawab is written for the dead person and the doer of this good deed. You are sending salawat and you send it sawab to your fellow mu'min brother who died. You also get the sawab, he also gets the sawab. Sawab is not decreased. This is the mercy of Allah. In another hadith, it's narrated, إِذَا عَمِلَ مُؤْمِنٌ مُسْلِمٌ خَيْرًا لِمَيِّتٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضَاعِفُهُ وَيُنْتَفِعُ الْمَيِّتِ بِهَذَا الْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. Allah makes this يُضَاعَف means يُضَاعِفُهُ means make. So we learn in the light of this narration, it's multiplied. Sawab is multiplied. So, hadith of the narration narrated says that إِذَا تَصَدَّقَ أَحَدٌ بِنِيَّةِ مَيِّتِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ جِبْرَئِيلِ أَنْ يَفِدْ إِلَىٰ قَبْرِ الْمَيِّتِ بِسَبْعِينَ أَلْفْ مَلَكِ. Allah asks, when you do any sadaqah for the niyat and the niyat of a dead person, Allah sends Jibreel with 70,000 angels. وَفِي يَدَ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَبَقْ مِنْ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ. Each one of those angels have a tray with the blessings of Allah. فَيَقُولُ كُلُّ مَلَكْ لِلْمَيِّتِ. Every angel says to the dead person, السلام عليك يا محب الله. Salam be on you, O the lover of Allah. هَذِهِ هَدِيَّةُ فلان المؤمن. Like, this is the gift of such and such mu'min towards you. So Jibreel and angels bring that gift in a tray to the dead person when you send, do any sadaqah for them. And for يَسْتَضِيءُ قَبْرُهُ. His qabr starts shining, glittering. So we have a story, before I move forward, a story is narrated that there was a person who was there was a person who was sitting in the Muhaddith Qummi rahmatullah alayhi narrated this story that there was a person who was there in Najaf and he visited the Wadi Salam. You know, Wadi Salam is the biggest graveyard. So many, some of the Anbiya and so many Shuhada, Saliheen, great personalities are buried there. It's a very holy place for us. Wadi Salam is a respectable graveyard for us. So it's now almost connected, almost muttasil to the shrine of Imam Amir Mami alayhi salam. It's such a huge graveyard. So he was there in the maqbara, in the graveyard of Wadi Salam, and so he saw in his dream that there is a grave of a person, a wajih person, very nice looking, beautiful, handsome, Nurani person is walking, and he disappeared. So he entered into that grave. There was a grave of a person, and he entered into that grave. And soon after that, he says that I saw that a dog came, and he enters into the same grave. So, this guy was sitting in Wadi Salam, a janaza was brought, janaza was recently buried, and the grave was very, very recent. Right in front of his eyes, they dig up the grave and they put the dead person, the mayyit. And then he saw a nice looking person comes and he enters into the grave, and after him there's a dog entering into the grave. Soon after, short while, he finds that the same nice looking person comes out of the grave and is walking away. And now he's no longer nice looking, he is injured. Parts of his body have been removed, taken away, injured. This guy cannot help rushing. He is going to that person he went to that dead person and said, you have to tell me what happened, because I saw you coming in such a nice form, and then you entered into the grave, and now you are walking out of the grave, and now you have this situation that you are injured. So what's going on here? So he said to him that let me tell you the exact word. He said, "Anal amalu salih lihadal mayyit." I am the good deeds of this dead person. We do believe in tajassudul amal, right? In our Islamic belief system, all our actions personify in the form and shape. If action is obedience of Allah, it personifies in the form of a nurani form. If action is a disobedience of Allah, sin, in a zulmani and dark form. So I am al amal salih, I am the good deeds of this guy. Umirtu an, I am commanded to, go into his grave, and obviously the amal salih helps the person. It's nur, nuraniyat. Nuraniyat helps the person protecting from the flames of the hellfire coming from all the sides towards the dead person. This amal help, amal salih helps. So now he says the dark that he saw was the sins of that person, the bad deeds of that person. Who are you? Masil amalahu as-sayyi, his bad deeds. Fa aradtu ibadahu, I try to repel that dog away. Amal salih. If you want, you may say there is a fight taking place in the grave between the good deeds and the bad and the sins. Now it depends. Your good deeds, hasanat, are more than the sayyi'at, or my sins are more than the hasanat. My good deeds are more than the bad deeds, or the bad deeds are more than my good deeds. There is a fight taking place. So obviously, in this case, the bad deeds of the person were more. So he tried to protect the dead person, his amal salih, his good deeds tried to protect the dead person from the dog, which was representing the bad deeds, but he could not protect. Dog overpowered him, and he could not only overpowered him, but فَعَضَّنِي الْكَلْبِ وَجَرَحَنِي وَقَطَعَ bite me, and he injured me and take away part of my flesh and body was taken away by the dog. Walam yadahni an usahibahu, and this dog didn't let me stay with the dead person. Basically, the zulmat of the sins were more than the noor of the good deeds. Good deeds were so less and less intense, it cannot stand the bad deeds. This is what we believe in Habtul Amal, right? In one of the Zainab camps, I told about the list of things that destroy our previous good deeds. What are those bad things which are so bad in the eyes of Allah? If I do one of those, all of my previous good deeds are gone. We call those as muhbitat. Those of the factors that perform Habtul Amal, dropping down of all the good deeds. And we also have good deeds which are so good in the eyes of Allah, and I mentioned that list as well. So the list of those amal which are so good in the eyes of Allah, if you do any of those, all of your previous sins are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah loves those good deeds so much that it overwhelms the bad deeds. We have the list already, alhamdulillah. This dog didn't let me stay with that dead person in the grave. فَلَمْ أَحْضِرْ الْبَقَىٰ مَعَهُ, I could not stay with him. I had to leave. So I'm leaving in this form, which I'm injured and parts of my body are taken away by the dog. So this is something which is real. So now let's go back to what I was saying to you, that our good deeds are presented in the tray. Jibreel with 70,000 angels comes according to this narration, and the grave starts glittering. This is one hadiya, two rakats of prayers that you can send to a dead person can make this much big difference. A person was in punishment, a person had the grave tight, he had his, hardships going on, and this is transformed into happiness, grave is expanded. Look at the miraculous behavior your two rakats prayers can do, your sadaqah can do, your good deeds can do towards any mu'min person who is dead. So, it is narrated also by Muhaddis Qummi. Let me tell you a story. A person was in Karbala. His mother passed away in Iran. This story is mentioned also by Muhaddis Qummi. That so he got the news that his mother passed away. So his relatives sent the mayyit along with some kafila, whatever caravan was going. They sent the mayyit, and mayyit was sent to Karbala. So this his son is in Karbala. He can bury the mother in Karbala. So when he received the janazah of his mom, he saw the nose was broken. He was surprised. My mother's nose was never like this. What is these people in caravan? How did they carry the janazah? They broke the nose of my mom. And they asked those people in caravan, what's going on? What did you do to my the janazah? They said, we didn't do anything. Maybe there were some bumps on the way, but otherwise we didn't do anything. Whatever, he took the janazah to the haram of Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. We have a trip. So this is our norm. Shia mu'mineen, they always take their janazah to Imam al-Husayn's shrine, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen's shrine, Imam al-Ribas shrine, Ma'sumin alayhi salam, for shafaat. And it helps. We have so many stories. It always, it's very, very helpful for the dead person. He took the janazah to the shrine of Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. And the son knew by mom. So he took the janazah, placed next to the dari of Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam, and said, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Abul Fadl, Inna ummi hadhi ma kanat tuhsin salataha wa sawmaha. My mother, I know she didn't used to pray her prayers properly. I know she didn't used to do her fasting properly. So I know. And now she has arrived to you in your domain. Here at Dakhilatuka. He arrived to you. And I'm asking you to remove the adab and punishment from her. وَأَنَا ضَامِنُهَا لِأَدْفَعْ عَنْهَا صَلَاةِ 50 سَنَةً. And I promise you, I guarantee that he's saying to Abu Fadl Abbas, I'm going to pay for 50 years of the prayers that my mom did not do properly. I guarantee that I will get it done, in niyabat and proxy and 50 years of fasting, I will get it done. He set up. And obviously, later on, the janazah was taken away and was buried. Now, this person forgot to pay and forgot to fulfill the prayers and fasting. According to our fiqh, if you even pay the money to somebody to do the salatul niyabi, a sawm niyabi, somebody can do the prayers in proxy or the fasting in proxy of the dead person, it's not sufficient. You paying is not sufficient until that person actually prays. Then the burden is lifted. Then the punishment is lifted. When a person fasts in proxy, then the burden of the punishments are lifted. Just you paying is very, very good, but that's not it. It's not sufficient. The salat has to be done. The psalm has to be done. Then the punishment is lifted. This son just forgot to pay. Forget about the prayers being done. He just forgot to pay to anybody to do the prayers and fasting for the mother. After a long while, this dunya engages us. Life of dunya, we tend to forget. We become ghafil from our duties, right? So, if you remember in Islam, we have muhasabah.
Laysa minna man lam yuhasib nafsahu fi kulli yawm. Someone who does not hold himself accountable every day is not one of us. This is the routine of every moment. Before we go to sleep, we hold ourselves accountable. Is there anything wrong I did? Is there any sin I committed? I cannot sleep until I do the tawbah. That's how a person gets corrected. Some people have no muhasaba. Years and years passed away, he never get the prayers and fasting done for his mom until he saw his mother in the dream. Well, this is also a lutf of Allah for some people to see some good dreams. Although dreams are not hujjat in Islam, even the correct dreams which are haq are not hujjat in Islam. We are not obliged to do anything based on the dreams. Even the correct ones, the batil has no value, batil dreams have no value. So what we are supposed to do, our prescription is Sharia and our ahkam of the fiqh, regardless of your dreams. So the fiqh has already told the son to take care of the fast and, you know, told us to take care of the hukukun nas if we can do that. It's always better to fulfill. He forgot, especially when he committed to Abul Fadl Abbas al Islam. You should stick to your promise. And he forgot. Long duration passed. Now he sees the mother in the dream, and the mother was screaming, and not only screaming, but then this says that she was mashdudatun bijiz'a shajaratin. She was tied up with the trunk of a tree. Was siyatan zil alayha, and she was subjected to slashes. فَسَأَلْتُ الضَّارِبِينَ, I asked those of the angels who were hitting, those people who were hitting her, why are you doing that to my mom? He said, أَمَرَنَا أَبُ الْفَضْلِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ بِضَرْبِهَا حَتَّى تَدْفَعْ مَبْلَغْ كَذَا. The angel said, Abu al-Fadl Abbas told us to hit her until this much money is paid by you. He woke up from the dream. He came back and he started to remember that I forgot to do the prayers and fasting for my mom, which I committed to Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. And now he started to calculate, okay, how much is the cost of doing the prayers for 50 years and 50 years of fasting which I promised? And he calculated, and he found out this much is price. And that price was exactly the same price which the angel said in the dream to her, until you paid this much amount. That was exactly the same amount which he now calculates for 50 years of prayers and fasting in proxy. So he rushes to somebody and obviously takes care of this prayers and fastings. We say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So this is something which is proven fact, that when we do the good deeds, we are talking about the state of barzakh in these speeches. In the time of barzakh, any good deeds, hasanat, sadaqat, prayers, fasting that you do, ziyarat, you can send somebody in ziyarat in, of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Or any other good deed you can do for the dead person, for the mu'mineen. So, this is going to help that mu'min person and set him free from the pain and suffering that he's going through. So, we have approximately 5 minutes. Inshallah, I will continue that subject in the next lesson. But I would definitely like to talk a little bit about the Muharramat of Saum, Mubtilaat of Saum, which I do every year. First night I could not do because we have Majlis al-Fatiha in the first two nights. So we have youth, we have children, we have people who may not possibly know about it. As a Farida, I always talk in the beginning of month of Ramadan. The first thing that breaks the fast is eating and drinking anything whether it's an eatable thing or it's a non-eatable thing. If I end up eating soil, fast will break. Obviously, it's haram to eat the soil, except the turbat of Imam Hussein, which is mustahab, to be given to the sick people, and we feed to the babies, newborn babies as well. So whether it's an eatable thing or non-eatable thing, anything that you take, you eat or drink, it's going to make you fast batil. Even if you are taking a medicine, well, if you need it, and it's a must, and it's an emergency, and it's an intolerable harm, مَا لَا يُتَحَمَّلُ عَادَةً, that much pain and harm which is not tolerable. If you are going through an intolerable harm, yes, you can take the medicine. Fast will become batil, but it's allowed to take the medicine because it's intolerable harm. If it's a tolerable harm, you don't eat anything, nor you don't take the medicine. If I get fainted, am I allowed to start eating and drinking? No, you may sprinkle water on my face. Good. But I'm not going to break my fast because I fainted. No. Faint is a tolerable harm. It's not an intolerable harm. We are allowed to open the fast when it's an intolerable harm. Okay? So Ayatullah Al-Uthma Burujardi Rahmatullah Alayh was sick. He was a very old person, marji' of taqleed, sick. And doctor was brought for treatment. Doctor said not only you should not fast, but you should not even think of fasting. Ayatullah al-Uzma Burujardi rahmatullah alayhi replied, not only I will not break my fast, but I will not even think of breaking the fast. قَالُ التَّبِيبْ لَيْسَ بِحُجَّةٍ. Brothers and sisters, remember that the statement of doctor is not hujjat. If doctor says you take the medicine, it is not hujjat in Islam. It's not an Islamically acceptable evidence. The doctor told me, Maulana, so I break the fast. Who asked you to take the statement of the doctor? Yes, we consult the doctor, but his statement is not hujjat. You are the mukallaf yourself, and you need to decide whether it's harmful, intolerable harm or not. So I think the time is up. We'll continue later on. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.